Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Deuteronomy chapter 3. The fifth book of Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan. And Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And the Lord said unto me, Fear him not, for I will deliver him, and all his people, and his land, into thy hand. And thou shalt do unto him as thou didst unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. So the Lord our God delivered into our hands Og also, the king of Bashan, and all his people, and we smote him, until none was left unto him remaining. And we took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we took not from them. 70 cities, all the region of Argob, in the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates, and bars, beside unwalled towns, a great many. And we utterly destroyed them, as we did unto Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city. But all the cattle and the spoil of the cities we took for a prey to ourselves. And we took at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites the land that was on this side Jordan, from the river Arnon unto Mount Hermon, which Hermon the Sidonians call Syrian, and the Amorites call it Shanir. All the cities of the plain, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, unto Salcah and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron, is it not, in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. And this land, which we possessed at that time from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, and half Mount Gilead, and the cities thereof, gave I unto the Reubenites and to the Gadites. And the rest of Gilead, and all Bashan, being the kingdom of Og, gave I unto the half tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob, with all Bashan, which was called the land of the giants. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the country of Argob unto the coasts of Geshuri and Maakathi, and called them after his own name Bashan Havoth Jair unto this day. And I gave Gilgal unto Machir, and unto the Reubenites, and unto the Gadites I gave from Gilead, even unto the river Arnon, half the valley, and the border even unto the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon. The plain also, and Jordan, and the coast thereof, from Kinnereth even unto the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, under Ashdoth Pisgah, eastward. And I commanded you at that time, saying, The Lord your God hath given you this land to possess it. Ye shall pass over armed before your brethren, the children of Israel, all that are meet for the war. But your wives and your little ones and your cattle, for I know that ye have much cattle, shall abide in your cities, which I have given you, until the Lord have given rest unto your brethren, as well as unto you, and until they also possess the land which the Lord your God hath given them beyond Jordan, and then shall ye return every man unto his possession, which I have given you. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, Thine eyes have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto these two kings. So shall the Lord do unto all the kingdoms whither thou passest. Ye shall not fear them. For the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. And I besought the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might, I pray thee, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that goodly mountain and Lebanon. But the Lord was wroth with me for your sakes, and would not hear me. And the Lord said unto me, Let it suffice thee, speak no more unto me of this matter. get thee up into the top of Pisgah, and lift up thine eyes westward and northward and southward and eastward, and behold it with thine eyes, for thou shalt not go over this Jordan. But charge Joshua, and encourage him, and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see. So we abode in the valley over against Beth Peor. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His most holy word. All right, so we are continuing then with the lectures, the sermons, that Moses is preaching in the plains of Moab, readying the children of Israel for their foray, for their insertion, if you will, into the land of Canaan, that which the Lord has promised them. And so Moses continues reminding them of the victories that they have had. In the last chapter, he reminded them of Sihon. You remember, in chapter 2, we talked through all of that traveling up around on the east side of the land of promise there, way outside of Moab, way outside of Ammon. And the reason the Lord did that was so they would see that when the Lord gives a people a land, it doesn't matter who's there. If there's giants there or not, they move in and He doesn't take it away from them. And so the Lord has promised them a land as well. And so they come up and they cross over the Jabbok, and they come into the land of Sihon and they best him. Now they're pressing forward even farther north, up and over the river Arnon. And they are pressing into the land of Og, king of Bashan. What a name, Og. What's your name, Og? Of course, Og had the size to go with his name, didn't he? He was the remnant of the giants, the Anakim. He had a bedstead that was 9 cubits long. If that's a standard 18-inch cubit, of course, that's 13.5 feet for a bed. You know, people say that, unbelievers say, you know, that the Bible talks about those things. You know, that cubit was probably something more like a foot. Okay, he had a 9-foot bed. He's still a giant. He had a bed of iron, probably because every time he laid down on a bed of wood, he crushed it. He had a bed of iron. What's the significance there? Moses reminds them, you remember Og? You remember his kingdom? You remember his stature, you remember his size, and yet he fell before us. We are going into Canaan, and they will fall too. That's the point. If we could take care of Sihon, and if we could take care of Og, we can take care of the Jebusites and all the rest in the land of Canaan, all of the Canaanites. Doesn't matter how big they are. You remember that our spies came back and said there were giants? We've already had giants for lunch. This is what Moses is doing. He is encouraging Joshua and the rest of the people as they go into the land of promise. A couple other things that I want you to notice and will be done. And that is, there is a really nice view, a really biblical and pleasing view. Pleasing, I guess, if you want to be biblical, of authority in this chapter. And it's seen on two fronts. Moses has no qualms, no hesitation, when he says, at that time, I gave this land to this people. I gave this land to this people. You know why? Because God had placed him in authority. And it didn't bother him to say, I separated out this for Manasseh, I separated out this for Reuben, I separated out this for Gad. He had no problem saying that because, frankly, there has to be somebody in charge. And the Lord had placed Moses in charge of all of that. But when it comes time, we notice that Moses' authority is not an absolute authority. He is under the authority of the Lord, and so he entreats the Lord. And he says something really interesting. Now, remember, who is Moses? Remember his history. He is now nearly 120 years of age. 120 years old. 40 years in Egypt. 40 years in tending sheep for Jethro on the backside of Midian. And then 40 years leading about the children of Israel through the wilderness. And we're going to find out that when Moses dies here at the end of the book, his eye was not dim, neither was his natural force abated. When Moses died at 120, he was virile, not feeble. He's ready to go over Jordan. This is that same Moses who went up into Mount Sinai and saw God face to face in such a way that when he came down, his face shone. This is that Moses that went up and watched God write with his finger upon the tables of stone. This is that Moses that went up into the mountain and said, God, Thou hast showed me some of Thy glory, now show me the rest of it. At 120 years of age, after all of that time and all of that experience and all of that shepherding and all of that pastoring and all of that revelation that God had given him, what does Moses say in verse 24? O Lord God, Thou hast begun to show Thy servant Thy greatness. Wow. We're just getting started. Why do I want to go over Jordan? Because we're just getting started. I'm just now beginning to know who You are. I want to see Your greatness in that You will drive out all of the inhabitants of the land. I want to go forward and see all that You will do for all of Your people. You've begun to show me Your greatness. Now let me see the rest of it. What a great request. And what does the Lord tell him? No. No. We've often said that you learn more about someone when you tell them no than when you tell them yes. I can think of two great men in the Scriptures to whom the Lord said no. Moses and the Apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians 13, speaking about the thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan that was sent to buffet. Thrice I asked the Lord that it might depart from me, and the Lord said no. Shorthand. Here, Moses says, let me go over and see Your greatness. The Lord says, no. You see, there is an absolute authority. Moses, although he is put in great authority over the children of Israel, he too must answer to the Lord. He too cannot countermand what the Lord has said. There's a wonderful view of authority in this chapter. So all of you who are in authority and in your various places and stations as parents, bosses, elders, pastors, politicians, mayors, senators. Do we have any mayors or senators out there? If we do, remember that you answer to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If you are in the church with authority, remember that you answer to the Great Shepherd of the sheep. If you're a parent, remember that you answer to your Father that is in heaven. So all authority is authorized by God and ordered according to His great authority, right? All right. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of psalms.